mind-blowing facts about the U.S. that your mind is going to be blown and you're going to be shocked to learn.
I'm so glad you're telling me this one, because remember a couple weeks ago we talked about, like, if you had extra money, if you'd go on a trip to France or India, where you'd go. And I said, I haven't seen the United States enough. I haven't seen enough of this country. So that's my goal. Like, I've never been to Chicago. Like, I want to go to, I've been to London, but I've never been to Chicago.
You should go back to London instead of going to Chicago. This is, you're not missing anything.
No, I really want to see it. So I want to learn more about the United States.
Pizza. Americans consume around 100 acres of pizza every single day.
That's, you know, we have pizza night every Friday night, so we contribute at least once a week to those acres.
100 acres.
How many times a week do you eat pizza?
Probably the last 2 weeks I haven't had any.
We have pizza every Friday night.
Yeah, and you look forward to it.
Yep, pizza night.
The current flag, you know, the flag that we fly.
Yes.
Was designed by a 17-year-old in a 1958 school project.
Really? I didn't know that.
He only received a B minus on the project. He's like, damn it, I thought this was good. And now it's the most seen design ever.
I got to know more about the history of this. So wait, did at one point, did he go back to the teacher once it was the American flag and go, bitch, I want that A.
At least make it an A minus. Come on, a B minus. That's almost a C.
Right, it is.
I got a C for designing the flag that you fly at your house.
The American flag.
You know, the thing that flies over the White House right now? I did that shit.
I only got a B minus on that.
And he's probably still alive because he's 17 and 58. He's probably still alive.
That's a tough grader. Wow.
Yeah. And you're walking into a store and you go, hey, you see that? I did that. And they're like, shut up. You did not.
No, it's not 1958. It's 1858.
No, 1958. The current flag design with all the stars.
Oh, as opposed to where it used to be, the stars were in a circle.
Right. So he designed all the stars and how they are on the flag.
I see.
Got to be B minus. Yeah. Americans are found to be the group of people most likely to assist a stranger.
That's really surprising, especially living in New York.
Alaska and Rhode Island. Alaska is 429 times larger than Rhode Island, but Rhode Island has more people in it.
So I can fit 429 Rhode Islands in Alaska.
Yes, but Rhode Island has more people than all that Alaska.
That's so interesting, because think about Alaska. I mean, there's only a few cities that are really, really heavily populated. There's a lot of small towns. There's a lot of open space, a lot of tundra, a lot of snow. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, listen, you've seen Ice Road Truckers and you've seen all those murder shows. Is that Alaskan murder show? Mm-hmm. Where they're like, yep, this town has 14 people in it.
No, I'm watching a show on Netflix right now. Or Discovery. It's Discovery. And it's Alaskan women. They, like, six of them left and went to Miami to find a husband. But they showed their life in Alaska. And, like, the gas station is only open between noon and one on Thursdays. If you need gas any other time, you can't get it.
Yeah, you're stuck.
So that's the type of life they lead. And then they went down to Miami, which is a totally different place.
Right.
Experts estimate that 1 in 10 Americans could be a direct relative to one of the 102 pilgrims that arrived on the Mayflower in 1620.
What's so funny about that, if you know people that are really into genealogy, they're all like, Oh, yeah. I have a relative that was on the Mayflower. Oh, yeah. I have a relative that was on the Mayflower. There's so many people that say that. The Mayflower had to be 10 times the size of the Titanic and fit thousands of people, because there's no way that everybody who claims to be a descendant of the Mayflower is a descendant of the Mayflower. Well, the ship wasn't big enough.
1 in 10 people. Which state has the most millionaires per capita?
Which state has the most millionaires? Not billionaires.
Not
millionaires?
Million. I'll give you a hint. You know this state well, and it's not New York.
Well, the only other state I know well is North Carolina.
No.
I don't know North Carolina well? Okay. New Jersey?
No.
No. Connecticut?
No. You're not very good at this game. Maryland. What?
Maryland?
Yep. Has the most millionaires per capita.
I need more information on that. Do they go into like why, how? Oh, wait, I know why. Because most of the people that work in D.C. live in Maryland.
Right. And you know the state well because I remind you, you went to school there.
I went to school there.
Yeah, so. The grizzly bear is California's state animal, but one has not been spotted in that state since 1922.
Oh, for fuck's sake, California. I know. Right? So they should change their state animal to like a possum or something.
Yeah, something they see all the time.
Right. If you've never seen a bear, that can't be your state animal.
There's only one state where coffee is grown in the U.S. Which state?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to guess coffee is grown in...
Only one state has coffee.
Is it out west? Is it Washington or Oregon?
I'm not narrowing it down for you. You know coffee better than anybody. So which one state has coffee?
Let's see. Lots of stuff is grown in Florida because of the tropical weather.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of stuff is also grown in the Oregon region. I'm going to go Florida because of the weather and the humidity and temperature.
Yeah, because coffee is grown where it's really warm.
Yeah.
Warm climate. So you would think Florida. No, it's Hawaii.
Oh, you know what? I did know that because when I was in Hawaii, I bought coffee there that was made and grown there. So I should have known that. I have Kona coffee specifically that was from Hawaii.
He completely forgot.
I was like, I know I bought coffee somewhere. I was like, I must have been Costa Rica. No, it was Hawaii.
See, that's why you don't think of Hawaii as a state. So that's why I knew I could get you on that one.
No, of course Hawaii is a state.
You don't think of it, though. But when you say which state, you don't think of, I don't think of Hawaii.
Right, because it's not on the mainland.
Yeah, it's way over there.
Yeah.
It's down there. According to the CDC, 34% of American men are obese. 34. Only 34%. Should be a lot bigger than that. This will tell you right now how bad the government sucks.
Okay.
Somebody's got to fix this because this doesn't make any sense. The U.S. government spends 1.8 cents to make a penny. And 9.4 cents to make a nickel.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why I don't know about the nickels, but I know that there's been a big push to no longer use pennies and to stop making pennies for that. That's one of the reasons that they give is it costs more to make a penny than the penny is worth.
Costs more to make a nickel, almost double what it costs to make it. But they still make that shit. It's losing money. It doesn't make any sense. Right? That's really screwed up.
Well, the dumb thing is, when was the last time you actually used actual money? I haven't seen change in years. Oh, no, that's not true. I found a quarter on the ground. I was like, what's this? A shiny button?
But they're still making it every day. It doesn't matter if you've seen it or not. They still print this crap. So yeah, they're wasting money on it.
Yeah, we have enough.
There are three towns in the U.S. that are named Santa Claus.
Where are they?
Santa Claus. I don't know. Probably Wisconsin. Oh. I don't know. Just three towns.
Okay, wait a second. So there's three towns named Santa Claus. You're not going to tell me where they are?
I don't know where they are. I'm not going to look it up.
I am.
Jesus.
Okay, there's one in California, there's one in Georgia, and there's one in Indiana.
Okay, there you go. You'll never go to any of them.
Well, I don't have to go there to know. I mean, just because I want to know where they are doesn't mean... Listen... Everything you and I discussed, I'm not going to all these places, but I want the information. I want to know.
Apple has more money than the U.S. Treasury.
Well, oh my God.
It's because they spend 9 cents to print a nickel.
Yeah, it's the opposite. So they spend 9 cents to print a nickel, whereas Apple spends $10 to print a phone that they charge us $1,000
for.
They're smarter.
In the state of Montana, are there more cows or more people?
Well, because you're asking, I'm going to say cows.
Three times more cows in Montana than there are people. Cows could take over.
I'd like to see that.
Over half of the U.S. states, the highest paying job in each state is a football coach.
No.
Yep. College football coach.
You're kidding.
No. Over half of the U.S. states, the highest paying job, football coach. Not doctor, not teacher, not lawyer, football coach.
Okay, now I have to look up how much college football coaches make. Oh my God, you're right. The average pay for a college football coach, take a guess.
$900,000.
You're not even close, my friend.
Really? It's over a million?
It's $2 million.
Wow.
That is the average. So think about it. So if your college team is one of the really good teams that made, like St. Peter's now, the coach at St. Peter's.
Clemson or whatever.
Clemson, whatever. Like they can now ask for a lot more money. Here's what's interesting. So the average pay for college football coaches is more than $2 million. It's 2 point whatever. And their bonuses pay even more. There are 71 head coaches that earn more than $1 million extra per season.
And their players make no money.
Well, yeah, because they're college.
Yeah, so but, their players make no money. Coaches, millionaires.
Yeah, but the coach has to be there for year, you know, for many, many, many years, whereas the players come and go. You can't, right. It's not the same thing.
Afterlife. Some 25% of Americans believe in reincarnation.
That makes sense because there's certain religions that believe in reincarnation and we have those religions here.
Weird coincidence. How about this? John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years after signing the Declaration of Independence.
That's like when Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson died on the same day.
Right. I wonder who got top billing, Adams or Jefferson?
Ooh, I know. It had to be Jefferson.
It had to be. But they died on the same day, so you don't remember. What's the most dangerous job in the country?
It has to be coal mining? Like the people that go inside the coal mines?
You'll never guess. Never.
Okay. Something in a sewer?
President.
President is the most dangerous job
in the country because there's only one for 4 years. So the odds pretty high that it's dangerous.
I don't get it. Why does it make it dangerous?
Because there's not many presidents. There's only 46. Figure out how many of them died in office. Half, maybe. So half the people that have done that job have died.
So there have been 46 people who have served as president.
Mm-hmm.
Eight have died in office.
Mm-hmm.
Four were assassinated and four died of natural causes. So because there were only 46 of them, eight is a high percentage. So
Right. Technically
you're right about that. Because if you look at like how many doctors there are, how many doctors die at work. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess that's.
Yeah, it's like 20% of the people who have done that job have died in office.
It's exactly 20%. You're right.
Yeah. 27% of people are smart. Only 27% of Americans because they believe the U.S. moon landings were a hoax.
I can't believe the number is that high of people. I think that's only because of, like, since the whole fake news movement, since Facebook and since all that, I'd like to see that number of Americans before Facebook, because my guess is that number was probably much smaller.
The average American spends 10 hours a day using electronic devices. 10 hours a day.
But people use it for their jobs. So, yeah. Of course they do. Eight hours you're at work in front of a computer or in front of some sort of computerized system or whatever your work system is. And then you're home. So you're on your own phone. You're on your own whatever you have at home. So that's actually normal.
Is that
not
crazy, though? 40 years ago, that number was zero.
Well, but see, that's a stupid fact because you make it sound like people are just on Facebook all day long or on Instagram all day long.
They
are. No, they're at work. They're using a computer for work, or they're using a laptop for work, or they're using their phone for work. Do you know what I mean? So that's it's made work more efficient. So that's like saying people work.
The Carolinas are the only place on Earth where the Venus flytrap grows naturally.
That's random and weird, but okay.
So okay. You can be walking around and go, is that a Venus flytrap? And you're only going to see that in North and South Carolina.
So you're walking around and some plant's going to start eating you.
They eat flies. They don't. It's not a Venus human-eating plant. It's a Venus flytrap. So
fine.
Unless you are watching that movie that had the big plant-eating thing, that's the only one.
You mean Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, that's the one. Some 60% of all bachelor degrees in 2013 were given to women.
Oh, that's good news.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Although,
step in the right direction.
Most Americans speak English, the country does not have an official language.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, good for us not having an official language. Okay. I didn't realize that. I thought that English was the official language, and then people just spoke all different languages also. But that's very interesting.